Recently, there was an op-ed in the Washington Times, and here are some of the quotes from that op-ed. The Biden administration has promised to bring unity and healing to America. Part of that promise is a pledge to end systemic racism in the U.S. To truly fight racism, this op-ed goes on to say, the Biden administration must keep the Hyde Amendment in place. The Hyde Amendment protects America's black community from the ravages of the abortion industry. The writer of that editorial is going to be our guest for this particular portion of Vocal Point. His name is Reverend Dean Nelson. He's the executive director of the Human Coalition Action Group. Their website is HUCO, that is H-U-C-O, action.org. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point, and we welcome Dean Nelson back to the program. Dean, thanks so much for joining us again.
Jerry, thank you so very much. It's always great to be with you.
Sure. All right, go ahead and give us the history briefly of the Hyde Amendment and where Mr. Biden has stood on it all these decades.
Sure. So about 44 years ago, there was an initiative from a representative, Henry Hyde, that basically stated that we would not use any taxpayer funds, particularly at the federal level, for abortion. And so for 44 years, that has essentially been what the federal government has done. That's the rule that they have applied. And for the very first time, just over the weekend, we had legislation, that $1.9 trillion package that President Biden is expected to sign today, that has provisions in it that likely will go towards abortion. Senator Lankford, great friend of Human Coalition and Human Coalition Action, offered an amendment for the Hyde Amendment, but it did not pass. And so as a result, this $1.9 trillion that's getting ready to go out the door, it is likely that some of it will find its way to support abortion in America.
And let's timestamp this discussion. We are talking right now on Tuesday afternoon, March 9, in the year of our Lord, 2021. And going back to your op-ed, you wrote this: the Hyde Amendment was first passed in 1976. Since that time, nearly every annual federal spending bill has included the Hyde Amendment. And up until the 2020 campaign, Joe Biden supported it. Comment on that. So for decades, Joe Biden supported the Hyde Amendment. In fact, there's even a group that was very disappointed in him. I don't know how they could be so foolishly fooled, but anyway, it was evangelical pro-lifers for Joe Biden or something like that. But they were disappointed in his recent, you know, jettisoning of the Hyde Amendment.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you hear statements like that, you have to wonder, like, were you really that disappointed? Like, you had to know that this was going to happen. Joe Biden on the campaign trail said that he would do that. And so the sad part, though, is that he's still trying to tout his Catholic, position that he is a proud Catholic. And I think that if people were to look back at his record when he served in Congress, Joe Biden did uphold the Hyde Amendment, and as most Democrats did during that time period. But now, because of political expediency, Joe Biden no longer supports the Hyde Amendment, and that's why he's going to sign this $1.9 trillion bill, and we won't have the provisions that we're used to for the last 44 years.
Now, suppose somebody said, you know what, I am so much against abortion, I don't want any of my dollars to go to abortion. So therefore, IRS, I'm not saying I did this, but I'm just suggesting this idea out there. Therefore, IRS, I will send you all the money you demand of me. However, I will withhold this little bit so that it won't cover the abortion expense.
Well, you know, they're all forms of civil disobedience, and, you know, that might be one that people could exercise. We at Human Coalition and Human Coalition Action are going to continue to encourage state legislatures and at the federal level why don't you use some of the funding to support pro-life initiatives? I mean, if we think about it this way, Jerry, you have all manner of, I'll say, government entities that exist to protect people. We have first responders. We have, you know, ambulance. We have police that are there to protect and to serve. But there's nothing that is there that really protects the most vulnerable in our society, the preborn. And so while people might want to hold back part of their taxes, I would argue we should be advocating for the Hyde Amendment, but even beyond that, we should be advocating for some of our taxpayer dollars that do go out to support life-saving measures for the most vulnerable within our community.
All right. Now, one of the rationales for jettisoning the Hyde Amendment is that it is supposedly racist because it supposedly, you know, denies women of color the opportunity to have abortions paid for at taxpayers' expense because they can't afford they can't afford abortions themselves.
Yeah, I mean, I've learned something working in Washington, D.C., Jerry, and that is that if you have something that is not very popular and taxpayer-funded abortion is not popular, most Americans are opposed to it, what you do in government is you try quickly to tie it to racism, right? Our history in America of slavery, Jim Crow, and racism makes Americans sensitive to that. And so if you say something is racist, then it makes people pause. And I think that it's a sad commentary that people are literally suggesting that the Hyde Amendment is racist, when in fact, I argue that the Hyde Amendment is just the opposite. It is protecting black, minority, and vulnerable women from the aggressive abortion industry that seeks to push abortion in vulnerable populations. And so when you think about it this way, most abortions are obtained by women of color. Roughly 33% of all abortions are performed on black women. That suggests to me that we are getting more abortions than what we need to. And so why would you then incentivize something that we all consider as not a good thing and actually put federal dollars to push it even more? It's not like education, when you have educational disparities where blacks are below whites. It's not like income disparity where blacks are below whites. Blacks are above their average when it comes to abortion. This is a horrible, tragic, and I think that most Americans need to stand up and be vocal at how horrible the idea is to suggest that somehow the Hyde Amendment is racist.
Well, when you say most abortions are performed by blacks, I assume you mean by that per capita.
Most abortions performed in America are performed on minority women, not black, like the majority of abortions. So if you add black, Latino, and others, that's the majority of abortions in America. If you single out the African-American community, that's roughly 33% of abortions. And so we're saying that 33% of abortions performed on a population that only makes is disproportionate.
I understand that the leading cause of death among blacks is abortion.
More than accidental death, more than, you know, black-on-black crime, more than gunshots, more than anything, abortion is the leading cause of death in the black community.
Do you think that Planned Parenthood in some ways targets black people? Because aren't a lot of the abortion clinics in the minority neighborhoods?
There have been multiple studies that have been done. One called Protecting Black Life, where you can visit their website. They will literally show you where the abortion clinics, the surgical abortion facilities, are actually found. And over 70% of them are found in black and minority neighborhoods. There have been other studies that have borne this out. So it's very clear that Margaret Sanger's vision, what she once said in that letter to want word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population. Her vision is coming to pass with the majority of abortion facilities found in Black and Latino neighborhoods.
You know, Dean, there was an audio hit there, but I happen to know about this subject. You were saying that Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, wrote a letter to Clarence Gamble, Dr. Clarence Gamble, who was on her board. And in that letter, she was saying, as you said, we don't want the word to go out that our goal is to exterminate the Negro population. I mean, this is not a subtle message from the founder of Planned Parenthood. We have just a couple of minutes to wrap up here. It seems as if the Hyde Amendment, popular in days past, even among many Democrats, is today, not a good move for the Democrats anymore. Is there any way to get back to the Democrats at least having some kind of pro-life conscience?
Well, we have worked very closely with Democrats for Life of America. We work with anybody who wants to advocate for protecting the lives of innocent children. I think that the only way that the Democratic Party gets the message is when we rise up and have people that are running in the Republican Party that defeat them. I think that's the only way that they really will get the message. Democrats for Life has done a good job of trying to get more pro-life Democrats elected. We applaud that effort, but the reality is that the Democratic Party will run people against them who are pro-abortion. And so it's not an easy task, but I don't think that the Democrat Party will get it until they start losing at the ballot box.
Wow, that's interesting. I didn't even know there was an organization called Democrats for Life. It almost, I mean, these days it sounds like an oxymoron.
Well, they have a whole host of ideas and beliefs with some conservatives, but they are pro-life, and they have been working really hard. We enjoy a good relationship with them, but the reality is that their voice is being really shut down within their own party.
All right, closing thoughts on this whole subject of the Hyde Amendment and the allegation that it's supposedly a part of the systemic racism of America.
I would just encourage any of your listeners to continue to call the congressional switchboard to let their voices be known, whether they're independent, Democrat, or Republican, that we support the Hyde Amendment, and we do not want to see funding measures passed by Congress that still allow for government funds to be used for abortion in America.
Dean Nelson, thanks so much for being with us. The website of Dean Nelson is HUCO, that's H-U-C-O, standing for Human Coalition Action.org. And we'll put a link to your op-ed in the Washington Times, or from the Washington Times, on this posting. Thanks so much for being with us, Dean. All the best.
God bless you. Thank you, sir.
Okay, great. Thanks. Bye-bye.